All right. Hello, my name is Jessie Nowak. I'm the Development Director at DanceWire. Today is October 28th, 2021, and I'm here with Kelly Koltuska and Amelia Logan, formerly Unsicker, to talk about their career, their life as dance artists for our Artist Stories series. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So let's start with your current titles as dancers, artists, all of the things.
Well, we are co-directors and co-founders of Pathways Dance Company, which we founded last year, February 2021-ish, right? Am I losing it?
Yeah.
And then I currently also direct the dance program at Ida B. Wells High School, and I teach and sub throughout the Portland metro area at studios.
Yeah, and I'm also a freelance teacher, and I teach at through Portland Parks and Rec, and I teach at Multnomah Athletic Club, and at Center for Movement Arts, kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah, we know how that goes. All of the places.
All of the places. Yeah.
So can you both give just a brief overview of how you got started in dance?
I was thinking about this. I think I actually started in gymnastics because the dance studio that I took at had like a gymnastics class. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing that because I was like one of those kids that was like constantly doing cartwheels. And then through that got into dance, and did that all as a child. I took, ballet and jazz primarily. And then, and just loved it.
Yeah. My mom is a dancer, and so she kind of got me hooked, you know, into the dance world. And I started, when I was like two or three, and she taught me a little bit. And then I started training here in Portland, actually, Portland native, surprisingly.
You're a unicorn.
Yeah! and I trained at Pacific Festival Ballet, Oregon Ballet Theater, primarily ballet, but also jazz, tap. Contemporary, modern, all the stuff.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Wonderful. Awesome. All right. Well, let's get right into it. What does dance mean to you, or what has it meant to you in your life?
Ooh, it's a big question.
Yes, it is.
I think my entire life, there have been like ups and downs with dance, and I think probably a lot of people have gone through that, but ultimately, dance, even as like a kid, was a moment for me to kind of escape everything else in my life and like just let out my emotions and in the dance studio and be present in my body and in the space and having the energy of everybody else in the space. And yeah, it's just a really good feeling, you know. It's like therapy a little bit to an extent for me personally.
Yeah, totally.
I was a really painfully shy child, and I think I'm still a socially awkward adult, and so I think a lot of it for me was just, and still is, this way of like being in community with people without having to talk and without having to talk to each other, and also being able to like express myself and express how I'm feeling and express all of these things without having to like put words into it. And I've noticed as an adult, when I pull away from it, I feel really lost and sort of like, I don't know how to function. I've realized that it's just necessary. Mm-hmm. It's really, for me anyway.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
I always tell people, I'm like, can we like skip the small talk? Like, I want to dance with you, or I want, like, a deep conversation with you. But the small talk is, like, it's painful.
Well, and that's partially, like, I got into contact improvisation in college, and I love that because you can, like, have this whole conversation with somebody without talking to them, and you can like really feel like you know somebody from like an energetic movement place without like knowing anything about them.
Totally.
And I think that's so cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, I mean, there's, I'm really interested by this research of how like humans affect humans without like on a biological level. Like if somebody were to walk into the space, our bodies would have a reaction to it. And like how much more intense is that, like you said, when you have a movement conversation with someone,
yeah,
you have this encounter with them that, you know, our culture doesn't understand that that's a thing, but we as dancers, like, we know that's true.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's easier to talk to them.
Yeah. It is, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Okay, so what challenges have you faced as dance artists?
Oof. Oh man. There's a lot, because I think, especially, like, as I get older, just balancing, you know, making money and, you know, family and dance, and it's, like, balancing all of the things is hard, and just how I think society approaches being an artist, too, or it's, like, a hobby, you know? I think those two are really... That makes it challenging, but I'm just trying to, like... pay attention to what my gut is telling me to do and keep following that. And, but there's all these real world things that make it hard.
Yeah. I mean, similarly, it's, I feel, you know, the balance of mental health and well-being and being financially stable and following your passion, you know, it's like a big, you're trying to like piece it all together and figure out what works for you. And like going off of what Kelly said, you know, society has this idea of like what it means to dance. And not to say that everybody feels this way, but I feel like generally speaking, like a lot of people do see it as like a hobby. And then you feel like you have to prove yourself, you know?
Totally.
Like I know people who have said, you know, well, what exactly do you do? You know, like, I don't, like, they just don't get it. You know, and I'm like, well, I spend, you know, several hours lesson planning all the time and, you know, not necessarily getting paid for that time.
Yeah.
And then I go in and teach and choreograph and I'm doing what I love, you know? So, and hopefully sharing that passion with the students I'm with or the colleagues I'm with. And
when are you going to get a real job?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Or it's the thing where people think it's something you do when you're young and then you get older and you grow up and you do, you know, it's like,
you do something that makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
When the reality is if you just went to do something where you could like make a ton of money, you wouldn't have the mental health aspect.
No.
You would be unhappy. Yeah. It would be, Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if we've both talked about, like, I branched off for a little bit and wasn't really teaching. And I was a coordinator at a community center for a few years and did the whole office job thing. And I was like, I love certain aspects of it, but it was like part of my soul was just missing. And so I was like, no, we're going to go back.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. You know, to go off what you're saying, like societally, how artists are viewed, and particularly dance artists, and I think it's regional to some extent, because I think in some place like New York, it is viewed as like a profession.
Right.
Yeah. But I think there's this paradigm shift that needs to happen in terms of your class planning is work.
Yeah. Yep.
And like that is time that you are just, you're doing it because it needs to be done because you want to teach a quality class, where the paradigm shift needs to happen in that like all of the work that an artist does.
Yeah.
Needs to be compensated work.
Yes.
And absolutely. We think about like, oh, well, you're putting on a show and you get paid for the show. Yeah. What about the hours and hours and hours of rehearsal time and the hours and hours and hours of administrative work? And, you know, these are the things that we're trying to shift. Like, no, all of the work that an artist does is part of the thing, right?
It's not just the product.
Yeah. And I think that needs to happen across the arts, but particularly for dance, which takes so much time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just like pop into the studio for a day and have something.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
You know, it takes, it's
at least not anything thoughtful. you know?
No, I mean, that's, you spend a day in the studio and you're like, okay, maybe I have a concept now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Totally.
I came up with this one move that I like that maybe I'll do something with. Yeah. So what resources and opportunities have helped you the most?
Ooh. I feel like there's a lot, actually. I mean, first of all, let's say a shout out to DanceWire. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is really cool that we're here right now and chatting with you, Jesse. Mm-hmm. And it's allowing us to, you know, share what we have to offer and kind of how we're feeling about the art scene in Portland right now. And,
and shout out to the one-on-ones that we've been doing with you too. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So helpful. Yeah. So helpful, yeah. Especially with us starting a company.
Yeah.
But like throughout life in general, you know, I would say I have felt support from the Portland dance community throughout mm-hmm. my life. And there have been innumerable people who have, you know, told me, like, keep going, like, mm-hmm. keep doing this.
Yeah.
You can do it. So, yeah, the list is endless, really. Mm-hmm. I do feel supported within this community, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that way, too. Yeah. I was also thinking back to, like, I feel really lucky. I majored in dance in college, and, like, the dance experience I had there, I felt like was really special. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Montana, and it was this small dance program. Like, there were only, like, I think there were, like, 30 majors, so I graduated mm-hmm. with, like, a handful of people. And all my professors were really supportive, and it just felt like this sort of, like, family environment. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they raised us to be, like, humans,
yeah.
you know, which doesn't, you know, I've learned doesn't always happen, and not all college environments are like that.
Right.
And I feel like I didn't necessarily get as much of, like, a rigorous physical training as I maybe would have gotten at some other colleges, but I got this really, like, safe, nice environment where I got to grow as a human, and mm-hmm. so I'm really, really thankful for that. And, like, I remember one of my professors being like, bellies are beautiful, and, like, having a dance teacher say bellies are beautiful was, like, so
Aww.
Just, like, profound for me as a dancer, yeah, and so, yeah, so I'm super thankful for that environment, and then, yeah, just all the support I've gotten in Portland, too, has been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I can see that in the philosophy that you're taking into your work.
Yeah.
That, you know, with your Ballet for All and your commitment to inclusivity, and that's not just lip service, but yeah. you believe that, you feel that in your bones.
Totally.
I would add to this question, what resources have you, like, made for yourselves or, like, not, you know, or, like, support systems have you, like, pulled together on your own, if that makes sense?
Oh, interesting.
Because, you know, we're making, you know, we're makers. You're, like, making stuff on your own. And it's, I'm so happy to hear that you both feel, like, held and supported by the community. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But, and if there's not an answer, like, maybe it's more of an existential question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about, like, when I was researching, like, starting the Ballet for All class, like, it was, like, a hodgepodge of, like, reading different books and articles and, like, talking to people. And then even, like, I mean, nowadays, like, Instagram accounts and TikTok accounts, like, there's so much, like, resources and information that people mm-hmm. put out that we all can just learn from, which is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's exactly what you mean, but, like, yeah, just trying to gather,
I think that's a great example.
Information.
That is what I was asking.
Yeah. Okay.
And I know I didn't ask it, like, super articulately, but, yeah, there's, like, resources that you can go find, and then there's, like, I guess how you compile them, like, how you make them your own, and, like, how you take them into yeah. your work, that, like, okay, I need that resource, but not that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is how you create your own library of resources.
Yeah. I mean, and, like, literally, I do have, a like, kind of a little library mm-hmm. of, you know, dance-related
yeah.
books, too, that, you know, if all of a sudden I'm like, I need some help with this one
yeah.
thing, you know, I know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think off of what Kelly was saying also, social media has actually, I think a lot of us have a love-hate relationship with social
right.
media, but there's a lot of really useful information mm-hmm. out there too. And a lot of, like, really good, positive information to you. I mean, I know that there's a lot of negativity, but, like, body positivity, mental health, mm-hmm. You know, just, there's good stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Well, like, a really democratic platform for these movements.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, oh, it turns out, like, I want to love my body, and now there's all these people that I can follow and look out who are actively, exactly. like, loving their bodies.
Exactly.
It's revolutionary, right?
Yeah.
Particularly in dance.
Yeah.
Like, society-wide, but also in dance, we live in this, like, super concentrated pressure cooker of, like, your body is not good enough.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so, I know.
Yeah. So what stage do you feel, so take your time with this one, what stage do you feel like you're at in your career? How do you want to move forward? And what goals do you have around that?
Yeah, I feel, I really want to commit to Pathways Dance mm-hmm. Company, and I want to see that grow. As someone, so I went to University of California, Irvine for my MFA in dance. And ever since then, I've just wanted to create mm-hmm. so much. Like, I want to create movement, on, you know, professional dancers. And there are so many here in Portland. Mm-hmm. And I just want to create space for dancers to come and perform and create and share their work with each other. Mm-hmm. So that's like really where my heart and soul is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like we're at this really cool kind of like launching point. Like I feel for the two of us together with Pathways. Cause we put on a show together. What was it? 2019. And then this year we officially formed the company as a business. And I think we're both at points in our lives where we, you know, we've gathered these different tools and resources and knowledge and experiences. And now it feels, and even just confidence, like I feel like mm-hmm. it's taken me this point to feel confident to be like, yes, I can do this thing.
We do know this.
Yeah, we do know this. I had to learn that we do know things. That's like a whole learning. But, you had to learn the thing, and then you had to learn that you learned the thing.
I love that. I love that. That's so real.
It's so real. It's so real.
I don't know why there's always so much doubt. And I don't know if that's like a dance thing, but I don't know. I feel like there's have been so many things where I'm like, wait, do I actually know what I'm doing? Yes. Right. Yes, I
oh my
do.
Gosh. I feel like it's a dance thing. I feel like it's a woman thing. Like, yeah. I feel like there's like levels.
It's a generational thing.
It's a generational
there's,
thing.
There's a lot of layers there.
Yeah. So many layers.
Yeah. But it feels like we're at this launching point where I feel like we're sort of on this precipice of like, and we both decided to really dedicate to this, and we want Pathways. We would love for Pathways to be like another major dance company in Portland, because I think that's partially what we both feel like is missing a little bit, is there's a few, you know, big dance companies, mostly run by men, and then there's all these like little dance companies sort of struggling to, mm-hmm. you know, make stuff, you know, have a dance show once every couple of years or something.
Yeah.
And like, we would love to kind of break out of that and actually, you know, have a season and have a place for dancers to perform and get paid, and we have lots of goals.
Have company dancers get paid.
Get paid.
Profound.
Profound.
I know. You both are revolutionaries.
What a concept. Yeah, I don't know. Did we answer that question?
We did, and it's an exciting place to be, to know that you know what you know.
Yeah.
To be ready to, like, and your vision is so clearly articulated, so I'm excited to see
what
you both do.
Thanks.
Me too.
Yeah.
So how hard is it balancing administrative work with your own artistic pursuits and or training?
Well, first of all, I feel like Kelly and I work really stinking well together, and it's awesome. We just gave each other a high five. No, you can't see it.
Game recognizes game.
You know, it's like if one of us is like really overwhelmed with work at a certain point, oftentimes the other person will kind of like step up and mm-hmm. be like, okay, I can tackle this thing for the company or vice versa, you know. And we've also kind of discovered which aspects of administrative work we prefer mm-hmm. tackling. For instance, Kelly tends to do like a lot of the financial stuff, and I'm like, oh, thank you. And I tend to do a lot of the like website related mm-hmm. stuff and like design related stuff, and I love doing all of that, so I'm like, this works out really nicely. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I don't think either of us could do this on our own, which no. that was a huge thing to be yeah. able to connect and
yeah.
and start working together. Yeah, and then we've been getting a lot of help from other people too, which has been helpful. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's insanely hard. Like I've had moments where I have to put boundaries and be like, you can only do 1 hour of unpaid mm-hmm. computer work every day, and then you got to shut it down. Because yeah. it's like you'll just get lost
for sure
in it, and it's yeah it's a lot, but we're
and there's a lot of just random research, like things that we yeah. would have never anticipated that we needed to know,
yeah.
Like tax stuff, you mm-hmm. know, it's like, wait, what?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I kept getting stuck in this loop of like reading it, something business related, because we neither of us know very much about business, which is what we're trying to build that mm-hmm. skill. But like reading this article about this businessy thing and then not understanding half the words in the article and then having to read other articles to understand this other thing. It's a whole thing.
That's real. You've got your dictionary open.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What does that word mean?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
But there's such power in teamwork.
There is.
You know, I mean, that's so amazing. Good. You balance each other yeah. out and bring different skills to the table. Yeah. And yeah, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
Well, let's get a little like talk about the Portland dance scene a little bit and how you would describe the current scene of dance in Portland and what's fabulous and what you would change.
I feel like it's changed a lot since I've lived here. Mm-hmm. Like I remember when I first moved here, everyone felt sort of isolated. Like it felt sort of cliquey, and I feel like it took me a while mm-hmm. to like get in and actually get into a community and get mm-hmm. to know people. And I think there's been a lot that's happened the past like 10 years that's been really cool. Mm-hmm. And I think things are like continuing to move in a really cool direction where things are continuing to grow and communities are building. Like I said before, like I would love to see, you know, another major dance company. I think that would be really great for people. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that Portland has a lot to offer in the dance scene and in the arts in general. You know, going off of what Kelly said, and I mean, we discuss this all the time, but we do like mutually feel that we just wish that there was more, like mm-hmm. more for dancers, especially to perform and like we said, to get paid. We do kind of feel like that is missing. And I've honestly felt that way for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I have been thinking about this probably, gosh, like ever since I graduated from undergrad. I came back to Portland and I was like, there's something missing. Like, mm-hmm. I want dancers to have more, mm-hmm. More places to go.
Yeah.
And yeah, and just I think like with Pathways, we just want to make sure that that's like a very welcoming environment as that grows. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that it's all there. Like we have a lot of really amazing artists and people yeah. who are passionate in the community. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, I'm so interested in your perspective as a Portland native, you know, I mean, I came to Portland right after undergrad as well, and I'm an Oregon native, but you've been here, you trained here. Yeah. So
it's really nuts, honestly.
And like Portland was pretty small when you were younger and like first starting dancing, and it's grown a lot since then. So the landscape is
like, I think about it and it's really hard for me to describe because I don't think I've reflected all the way back through my childhood in the sense of like the entire dance community. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I would actually have that knowledge from when I was like a kid.
Sure.
But it is really, it's so interesting because I know so many different communities from like my past within the dance community here. And, I love running into people from my past.
Totally.
Yeah, it's really cool to see where people are going and how they're shifting and like the new voices that are moving into town. And I will also add, there was a really long time going off of what Kelly was saying, where I felt like there was this separation between kind of like the modern dance scene and the ballet scene in Portland. Mm-hmm. And that was when I was probably like in high school. And I remember coming out of undergrad and being like, oh, I want to like amalgamate ballet and modern dance in Portland. Like this needs to happen.
Yeah.
Like I want there to be a school where ballet and modern dance and all the other genres are together. You know, it's like everything needs to be upheld and especially now, like moving forward. Like I think amalgamating all of that together is really important.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's
why
the last Dance Squire show that we did in the summer, that was so cool.
That was
so many different styles and people talking to each other. It was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, that cross genre, like you said, like, oh, now I'm talking to like Anjali, who does Bollywood, and like Rob, who does casino. Like, I mean, that's what makes a community really strong. Right?
Meshing all of it together. Yeah. That's so important. Oh my gosh. So important.
I love that. So before we wrap up, can you both paint a really idealistic picture of the dance scene in Portland in 10 years?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'd love to just see more of what I'm already seeing. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I feel like I see this big difference from when I first moved here. And I feel like, people show up for shows. And I would love to see more shows and people showing up more for shows and shows showing up. When I first moved here, I would go to a class and I would be the only one there sometimes.
Yeah.
Like people weren't going to class. Now you go take a class at Steps and it's like packed. It's amazing. Yeah. You know, so I'd love to like just continue to see more and more of that stuff. And, you know, and some of the way funding has been going with Portland for more like BIPOC artists. I think that's really cool too. Like I would just more of what's already happening, I think would be really cool.
Yeah.
More inclusivity in general. And I see that happening everywhere, you know, and it's so cool. Keeping it growing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Portland audiences show up, don't they?
They do.
It's amazing how,
somehow Portland, I'm shocked every time. I don't know why. I'm always like, whoa, look at all these people that showed up for the show. You think I'd be used to it, but I'm still constantly like, cool.
Yeah. Well, and I love to see that, you know, like you said, just more of the same, like more audiences, more donors, more funding dollars into dance. Just more of all of the those things.
More of all of those things.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today and for sharing your experience. Yeah.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks so much.
You are both awesome.
You're awesome.
yay!
Yay!